It's not about getting into the water. I mean, it's only April 18th. It's about having a new puppy. It's about having a puppy that's not even 3 months old, just arrived in our house on Monday night, and it's not safe to walk barefoot in the house. It's it's not safe, Caleb, because when you hear puppy, what do you think of? Besides cute and cuddly, you think potty training.
True.
You think learning where to go to the bathroom, and those exercises have begun, but Dad braved it last night. Dad, who's said yes to two dogs and two ferrets, and the young, beautiful, just a very cuddly puppy. And as I went to turn down the thermostat, to 60 while we slept because it was a cold, rainy day, I stepped in it!
Oh, man.
Why? Oh, why? And the cry went out like, ah!
It's not a pleasant sensation.
I'm like, I'm barefoot.
I was just going to say, I'm guessing you weren't wearing slippers.
In my own house to turn down the temperature and not expecting, not thinking. And I looked down and saw, and I thought, those aren't brownies.
Now, did your family say, well, Dad, if you hadn't been trying to turn down the thermostat, none of this would have happened?
No, it was a laugh. It was a laugh. I mean, and they were laughing at me, not with me. It was just one of those moments in life that
man.
You get humbled and you go to the bathroom and say, I need to scrape the bottom of my foot. So there we go. Look out. If you've got a puppy, it might not be safe.
See, I always thought with puppies that it's...
with nasty, big, pointy teeth.
Oh, yeah.
I remember being nipped a lot of times when Arlo was small, too.
Our friend Don Breedle was there, and just a very small little dog. And so he said yesterday he was helping us out, continuing to help in our kitchen. Thank you. What a blessing he is, besides being a great player at cornhole. But he said, what's the name? And I said, yeah, his name is Killer. But no, that's not it. It's Wesley from Princess Bride is his actual name, Don, so don't fall for that. Well, Time Magazine out with their list of the 100 most influential people, not just in the country, but in the world.
Okay.
Yesterday. And I have it on authority of a pretty good source that we were like, you know, 101, 102, right?
So almost
real
made
close.
It. Awesome.
Yeah, real close.
Thank you, Time Magazine.
Yeah.
Appreciate it.
I didn't know they were listening, so... you want to try to guess?
Yeah, let me give it my best shot here.
And again, I've got in front of me, so it's kind of like they've got pictures and the various folks are laid out in different categories. So it's kind of, and I've got like a handful of the names in front of me. So, but yeah, okay, give it a shot.
Oprah.
You got to believe she's on there. And.
But it's also a list of 100, so I don't know if we can immediately find
it. Yeah, right.
I'm going to give myself a ding just because I think Oprah's
probably
on there. President Trump.
President Trump, I'm sure, is...
We'll give myself a ding as well, too. Just because...
Again, I just accessed the list. I had about a few of them here.
Former President Obama.
You got to believe that he's on there, too.
All right. I mean, this is great because I don't have to verify
his wife is. I can tell you officially, for sure, his wife is. Controversially, the woman who was the accuser from the past of now Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh, Christine Blasey Ford, made the list, and that was...
Really?
Controversial because people are like, well, other than being an accuser, what is her influence?
Yeah.
So she influenced the cycle. I can tell you that, I said former First Lady Michelle Obama.
Okay.
Tiger Woods is on the list, as is LeBron James.
Oh, I was just going to say LeBron James. I'm going to give myself a ding anyway.
All right.
Let's see. Who might I be missing? Bill Gates?
I don't know about
or
that.
Or Warren
one.
Buffett? I don't know. Is it? You don't necessarily...
Gail King, Oprah's good friend, is on there, so you know that Oprah's got to be.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if tangentially, just by being best friends with Oprah, you make the list of 100 most influential people, then she's got to be way up there.
Yeah, right. Also...
Oh, Chip and Joanna Gaines.
Didn't see them.
What? Oh. Okay,
yeah,
I'll
sorry
that
about
one
that.
Off.
Spike
they should
Lee.
Be. Really?
Okay. Taylor Swift.
Yeah, T-Swizzle.
Robert Mueller, the Mueller Report
oh,
out
sure,
today.
Sure.
William Barr, the Attorney General. Brett Kavanaugh is on there.
Okay.
Yeah, President Trump, we have confirmation on that one. Speaker Nancy Pelosi. Actress Glenn Close.
Beauty.
Oh, you know what? I take it back. You're right. Joanna and Chip Gaines are on
yes.
the list. And Tim Tebow writes the piece on them. So
yes.
there you go.
I'm going to give myself a double ding for Chip and Joe.
All
They're
right.
the best.
All right.
Clearly, these are circles I don't necessarily run in.
Actor Dwayne Johnson made it.
Yes, The Rock.
Mm-hmm.
I hear he might run for president at some point.
Right, yeah, he kind of backed off. He had talked about maybe a Michigan Senate run, a potential presidential run. But maybe in the future at some point, who knows?
Look out, Putin.
I think you take on an incumbent president. I mean, that's always a tougher task. You know, you go ask John Kerry or you know, Mitt Romney, that's a tougher deal. So.
Very true.
Okay, I'm here. I'm only like over an hour late, but I totally
you look more
made
rested.
It in.
Well, we did not expect you to be here after you texted us last night.
Oh my goodness. Okay, story time. So I go and get my daughter from church last night. She had catechism and come in the house and we're in the kitchen and I'm kind of reheating some food for her. And she says, "Mom, why is there water on the wall?" And I look over.
Never a good question.
And we have, and I'm thinking like something just splashed. No, we have water running down the wall of our kitchen, like from behind our cabinets, running down the, and I'm making signs with my
yes,
hands for the listeners.
Yes, that it was running.
Yeah.
Yes, that it was running
down. It was flowing down our wall and trickling and pooling inside our cupboards, and my counter was covered, and what is going on?
You'd
go get
with
Dad now.
With all the contemporary Christian music songs that have to do with water, that we'd be more joyful.
Not,
I got joy like an ocean. Not
no,
so much when it's inside
when it's
our homes.
No. Coming through my ceiling behind my cupboards and onto
oh,
my
behind
counter.
The cupboards.
It was behind the cupboards.
We should
yeah.
probably contextualize it like you did with your Facebook post in terms of this on the heels of other
oh,
difficulties.
Yeah.
Right?
Okay. So let's keep in mind that like we had flooding in our basement in multiple areas.
A lot of folks right there.
Like
yeah.
this,
not Noahic
this
flooding,
spring.
But get yeah. in there.
But, yeah. Pain to clean and yeah, it was not good. We also lost our patio covering area, collapsed from snow load. And so now we have water flowing down our walls. So I'm like, okay, we got the basement, we got the roof, we got the, we're done, right? So, okay, here's where the real blessings show is we have a metal roof, and so I immediately called our guy who did our metal roof.
Yeah.
This is at like 7:15, 7:30 at night. I said, "Tom, we've got this issue going on." And Dean went and looked up on the roof, and basically there was the stack pole from our sewer, you know, to vent the sewer gas. It had flexed from the weight of all of the snow and peeled some of the metal roofing and flashing stuff away.
Yeah.
So I called Tom at like after 7 at night, and he's like, "I will be there in the morning before 7 a.m. Wow.
Right
okay.
on.
You can't even get a contractor to like call you back that quickly, and he's going to show up at my house.
I'm surprised he picked up in the evening. That's mm-hmm. incredible.
Yeah.
Right? Tom, I'm getting you so much business here. Wow. Okay. So we just like clean up, and it had run down that pipe all into our basement. We had puddles in our basement too. We found out, which was great. So yeah, cleaned all of that up, came up with a way to, you know, kind of cover things the best we could. And, this morning, then I was in my bedroom because he's going to be there bright and early. So I was actually up earlier this morning than I am on a normal morning. And emptying out my closet because the access to our attic, he has to get into the attic to check things up there.
Yeah.
The access to our attic is in our bedroom closet. So I'm like, okay, I'm going to tidy up our bedroom a little bit.
Well, I mean,
bit.
Closets
you know,
are usually where you just kind of throw stuff.
Yeah, well, so is my bedroom floor. Okay, sure. Really? Let's just admit it. So, like, I'm picking up dirty clothes and, you know, just tidying up, make the bed. And I look over at my nightstand and the book right on top of the stack is called Secrets in the Dark. And I'm like, well, that can be a sketchy title to have on my nightstand. It's a book of sermons.
A book of sermons.
Ah. It's a book of sermons.
Psalm 73 style.
Frederick Buechner, I think.
Yeah, yeah Frederick yeah. Buechner. Yeah, right, it's a book right. of sermons. But then I'm like, huh, do I just leave that there for the for the construction guys to wonder? Or do I just move the book?
Yeah, right.
I moved the book. I don't need them thinking I'm real. It's a book of sermons. But
there you go.
He was there. He fixed it all. He warrantied his work. It's only putting us out the cost of caulk, which is amazing to
wow.
me. My day just keeps getting better, friends.
There you go.
Roof repairs are not usually that cheap.
Right?
Shout
Amen.
Out to Tom, the metal roof man.
And yes. the water didn't come down on the book and destroy it.
Rock on!
Well, 10 years ago, these gadgets were on their way out. So in April of 2009, a tech blog said that these gadgets would soon be going, gone. So here we go. Around
Let's run through the list yeah. and see if these really have
yes.
disappeared in the last decade.
So maybe as we go through each one briefly, we can say where we're at. So the first one is landline phones. They're still here. We've got a couple at our house.
We have a landline too. And can I be honest with you? The sound is just so much better conversationally on our landline.
Sure.
If I'm given the chance or opportunity to choose between landline or cell phone, landline every time.
But you know, cell phones have come so far.
They have.
It's amazing.
I've never had a landline. I mean, at my parents'
house.
You've
never had a landline?
Really?
At my parents' house, we still have one. But myself, never had one.
Wow.
Despite all Charter's attempts, well, if you bundle and say,
okay,
I'm good. I've always had one.
Well, and I found it nice when our kids were itty bitties and we'd have a sitter over.
Sure.
The sitters always had cell phones, but I liked knowing that I could call and the phone would ring. Or like when my mother-in-law, if she was there watching the kids, I could call and the phone would ring. So time's up on this segment, but
we'll talk more about other gadgets later. No, just kidding.
Okay. Floppy disks. Yeah, those are pretty well gone.
Mostly gone.
Yeah,
fond memories of floppy disk and the DOS games we used to play, like Commander Keen and Star Fox and stuff on floppy disk. But yeah, mostly gone. Wristwatches. Again, 10 years ago they said wristwatches soon be gone. I'm wearing one now. That is something that I've worn since probably 5th or 6th grade.
My kids love having a watch.
I am not a big watch guy.
Yeah. And it's become kind of a fashion statement too, which you look at mine. I have cobbled together two different pieces of watches to make mine work. I'm not going to pay a lot for a watch.
I got my phone to check
function
the time.
Rather than form. Yeah.
VHS tapes and VCRs. You can't rent them anymore, but there are probably a few of you who still pop a tape into a VCR every once in a while.
Rest in peace, Blockbuster.
It's those Disney movies. I can't replace them.
For me, it's old family movies. Like, that's the one thing that I would watch a VHS still for.
Yeah, they have services where you can, like, make
them
digital.
Yeah, we had that done. Did
you?
Put on a...
I just enjoy the poor quality.
We should do that, right?
You enjoy the poor quality. You know, and again, Blockbusters are gone, but the family videos are still out there.
Yeah, I still love my family video. So, beepers.
I remember those back in the day. We had them here at WIB.
Yeah, pocket pagers.
And a lot of doctors still use them in-house. Mm-hmm. Yeah, a lot of docs still use
them. Again, as of April of 2009, a tech blog said these gadgets would soon be gone. 10 years later, are they gone? Film cameras, kind of a novelty, but it's sort of like vinyls. Like, I feel like film cameras are coming back to a certain degree.
Didn't Kodak kind of miss it? Like, I mean, in terms of film, I mean, they were the giant. They were the king. And
sad story.
Typewriters, still around, but mostly for fun. That was my graduation gift from my parents, an electronic typewriter when I graduated from Tosa East High School in 82.
Last school year, my daughter had an assignment that was due, and she was freaking out because our printer was broken. And so my husband hauled up a typewriter that he had from the 1920s or 30s, and she totally typed it out. It was awesome.
That's awesome.
Three more. Walkman, Discman, they're gone. And
I
that
love
makes
my Sony
sick.
Walkman.
You know, it's getting to the
it.
Point,
Play
you
tapes.
Can't even get just like a little MP3 player anymore. Like, everyone is so reliant on their
on the phone,
for that.
I have an iPod Nano, and I think that's like, I think it'd be like an eBay vintage item to replace that. But I loved my Walkman. And then I had one that played CDs. Dial-up internet access, still here. Apparently a couple of million people still use dial-up.
Really?
I will always remember my Juno email and the
bong, bong. Yep.
My mom and stepdad held on to theirs for quite a while. And finally, DVDs, not going away anytime soon.
I hope they're not going away.
Yeah, because I have a Blu-ray player, but I still play DVDs in it.
Okay, you know what? I'm going to admit, I don't like download digital movies. I'm not that techy. So when I go and I want to buy a movie, I just want a DVD because it's cheaper. Okay, it's cheaper. It's probably even cheaper if I started downloading them. But then I'd have to figure out how to play them. And I don't know.
Here's the thing. We translated our family videos to DVD. So if that goes, then what?
What do you do then? Yeah. Yes.
Hey, this is Caleb from the WIB Wake Up Show. Thanks so much for taking a listen to this. You can catch the show live weekday mornings 5:30 to 9 a.m. on 103.7 FM out of Eau Claire, 94.3 FM in Wausau, 93.5 in Marshfield, 93.7 FM in La Crosse, and anywhere at WWIB.com or via the TuneIn radio app or your Amazon Alexa and Google Home devices.